I met a married couple some time ago. They're young people. Both of them are nice-looking young people, and they have a lovely family, children, such beautiful children. And they've not been married so awfully long, but they can't live with one another. If you've got two tomcats and tied them together by the tail and hung them over a wash line, you'd have a scene like you see in that home every day, practically. And what is the result? Why, they're breaking up the home. They're cursing their children. They're cursing themselves. They're making life miserable for themselves. And simply because they don't follow Jesus. And then I went to another home. A few days later, these young people are also married a short time, 2 years maybe. They have a beautiful child. And they just built themselves a lovely home. Man has a job, and he likes his job. And I saw that he told me, you know, since we got married, we love one another more and more every day. And God was in that home. And it was a pleasure to come into that home and just to sit down with these people, to play with the child, to see the sweetness of this home. It's a home like God wants it, and like God could make it for everybody. And all married people in all the world could have God Almighty in their homes and could have the peace that passeth all understanding and could see their children grow up like vines by the side of their houses and could bring their children up in the fear and in the admonition of the Lord. What would you think of a man that took a saw and sawed off his own nose just to spite his face? Because he doesn't like the looks of his face. And yet, that would be no more silly than these young people that cannot live in peace. They could just as well, if they would follow the Lamb,